The Journey to Planet Kibo. Once upon a time in Japan, there lived a curious middle school student named Yuki. Yuki loved everything about space. She had posters of planets, stars, and astronauts all over her room. She often dreamed about traveling to outer space and exploring unknown worlds. One sunny afternoon, Yuki received an exciting letter in the mail. It was from the Japanese space agency, JAXA. The letter said she was chosen for a special mission to visit a newly discovered planet called Kibo. The planet was named after the Japanese word for hope. Yuki couldn't believe her eyes. She read the letter over and over again. Her parents were surprised but very proud of her. They knew how much Yuki loved space, so they encouraged her to go on this adventure. Preparing for the journey, the next few weeks were filled with preparation. Yuki went to a special training camp where she learned how to live in space. She met other young astronauts from around the world. They practiced walking in zero gravity, learned how to use spacesuits, and studied the science of space travel. Yuki's best friend at the camp was a boy named Ken from America. Ken loved space as much as Yuki did. They became good friends and promised to take care of each other during the mission. Finally, the day of the launch arrived. Yuki and her new friends put on their spacesuits and boarded the spaceship, the Hikaru. The spaceship was shiny and new, with high-tech equipment and a powerful rocket engine. The launch, the countdown began. 10, 9, 8. Yuki's heart raced with excitement. She held Ken's hand as the numbers got smaller. 3, 2, 1. Lift off. The Hikaru shook violently as it lifted off the ground. Yuki felt the incredible force of the rocket pushing her back into her seat. She looked out the window and saw the blue earth getting smaller and smaller. After a few minutes, the shaking stopped. They were in space. Yuki felt weightless. She unbuckled her seatbelt and floated out of her seat. It was an amazing feeling. She did a somersault in the air and laughed. Ken joined her and they floated around the spaceship exploring their new home. The long journey. The journey to planet Kibo would take several months. Yuki and her friends had many tasks to keep them busy. They conducted experiments, took care of the spaceship, and communicated with the team back on Earth. Yuki also wrote in her journal every day, describing everything she saw and felt. One day, Yuki saw something amazing through the spaceship window. It was a giant asteroid, glowing with different colors. She called her friends, and they all gathered to watch the asteroid pass by. It was one of the most beautiful things Yuki had ever seen, arrival at planet Kibo. Finally, after many months of travel, the Hikaru arrived at planet Kibo. Yuki looked out the window and saw a planet that was blue and green, just like Earth. But there were also strange purple mountains and pink oceans. The spaceship slowly descended to the surface of the planet. Yuki and her friends put on their spacesuits and prepared to step out. The spaceship landed gently. Yuki felt her heart pounding with excitement. She was about to become one of the first humans to walk on planet Kibo. The door opened, and Yuki stepped out onto the surface of the planet. The ground was soft and springy. The sky was a bright shade of blue, and the air was filled with a sweet fragrance. Yuki took a deep breath and smiled. It felt like a dream come true.